Okay, friends. So today we're reading a story called Beep Beep Go to Sleep. Mm-hmm. And this was written by Todd Tarpley and illustrated by John Rocco. And I absolutely love his artwork. We've seen him before. So I'm very excited to see what's this story all about. But in this story, we can see there are 1, 2, 3 robots. And they're jumping all over the place. It looks like. Mm-hmm. And then there's a little boy who's got his finger pointed and he is trying to get these robots to stop being wild. I'm going to guess that must be what the story is about, don't you think? Yeah. So Beep Beep Go to Sleep is read today by Mommy and Beep Bakalaka. I like that. I don't know what it means, but I like it. It's fun to say. But before we get started, we should give our patrons shout out. Our patrons are our friends who help us get more and more stories because if we're really honest, it is always, we're always on the lookout for new and unique stories, and they can't be too this or that. We've got to be finding just the right stories, and it takes quite a bit of work. So we love it when we have people who can help us get that job done. And our patrons support us so that we can, and we will always have new stories for you guys who are listening. So if you think about maybe it's on your heart to support us too so that you can always have stories coming, you can check us out at Patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And I also have a link in my bio on Instagram if you hop on there to follow us, because I post some of the pictures that we talk about. And all that to say, we want to give our patrons a shout out. We want to say thanks, guys, and we hope that you enjoy this special story about these three guys. And why would we have a story about three guys? Because, Michelle, these are for your guys. Do you remember their names? Mm-mm. Logan? Mm-hmm. And Levi?
And Levi.
And? Do you remember his last name? The last one's name? Mm-mm. Judah. Hi, guys. We hope you enjoy this story, and we hope that you have an excellent, excellent day. So here we go. Beep, beep, go to sleep. Here we go. Three little robots.
Time for bed.
Time to dim your infrared. So, whoa, what is infrared? Do you know? Well, it is kind of another, I think in this case, it's describing their eyes. They use infrared lenses, lasers to see things. Robots are very robotical, right? They're made out of machinery and bits like that. So when they see with their eyes, they're using their infrared. Okay. Brush your rotors round and round. So when you brush your teeth, you want to make your toothbrush to go in tiny little round circles around your teeth, right? Yeah, and that's what he's trying to do here. The little boy is trying to teach his robots to brush their teeth well. Clean your shields. But friends, in the pictures, what is happening? Are they able to do it?
Why are the robots all in the toilet paper?
Like, yeah.
On the toilet. And one's spraying water.
Mm-hmm.
And one's brushing his teeth
and there's bubbles. Yeah, maybe he used too much toothpaste. I don't know. But you know what? I think maybe this little boy might need some help with these robots, because none of the robots seem to be doing the job properly. And power down, he says to them. Power down? Well, one of them sure seems to have done that. But like, he's powered down in the middle of the hallway. And he's supposed to be in his bedroom, isn't he? So he's quite a bit away from where he needs to be, and so now they have to drag him down the hallway. It's a good thing that this little boy is such a good robot owner. Okay, quiet at last. Not a peep. Three little robots are beep, beep. Oh, no. Because it looks in this picture like they're all going to be asleep. But beep beep is not the same as saying asleep. And the little boy says, "Is something wrong?" And oh, yes, each one of them has something to say.
"I need my coil."
"My sensor aches."
"I want more oil."
Each one of them has something to complain about.
"Better now?"
says the little boy, and he's putting them back into bed.
"Then rest your head."
Three little robots back to bed. Even the mouse is going back to bed. Do you think they're going to stay? Let's see. Quiet at last. Not a peep. Three little robots are
beep, beep.
I knew it. I knew they weren't going to stay asleep. Oh my goodness.
"What is it now?"
says the little boy.
"I need a light."
Ooh, this robot needs a light. And look at this. He's got a night light that looks like it's a planet. What planet is that?
Neptune.
Saturn. Saturn? Yeah, I think so too.
My fan belt's loose.
My bolt's too tight.
Each one of them has a new complaint. Oh boy, he's gonna have to sort this out. Finally, he's gotten them all back into bed, and the little boy looks exhausted, and he says, "Quiet at last, not a peep. Three little robots are..."
Beep, beep.
That's right. And so the little boy has had it. Maybe he speaks a little too roughly here. He says,
"Robots, are you still awake? Engines off! Goodness sake, no more beeping, no more talking, no more squeaking, no more squawking, no more blipping, blinking, blinking, winking, whirling, squinking, oinking."
Whoa. And one of the little robots is very confused by that.
"Oinking?
Go to sleep!"
The little boy just shouts. Oh, let's see what happens. Quiet at last. Not a peep. And look, there's the nightlight is on. These little three little robots are...
"What? Now?" "You need what?"
What do they have in their hands?
Books.
Books.
Oh, a bedtime story.
So what is he going to do? Read them his bedtime story? Boy, he's a very patient little boy, isn't he? Somewhere there are robots beeping, buzzing, bouncing, squawking, squeaking, blipping, bumping, blinking, boinking, winking, whirring, even oinking. But not these robots. Snuggled deep, they finally put their boy to sleep. Aww.
And put the boy to sleep.
Look at that. I think the boy was supposed to put them to sleep, but they actually ended up putting the boy to sleep. Sneaky little robots. Well, I'm so glad that that story got at least somebody to sleep. And I hope it put you to sleep too. After all, we all could use a little bit of sleep, couldn't we? And that is, of course, the... The what? The... The end.